Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Tazria. I'd like to speak about something which appears in the beginning of the Parsha, but relates very much to the Yom Tov Pesach, which, of course, is coming up fast upon us, specifically with regard to the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. And I'd like to share some insights from our Salavetch relating to that subject. That we begin with a pasuk here in Parshas Tazria, the Yikra Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Gimel, source number one. It says that after a woman gives birth to a male child, so it says, "Vayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Aloso." That's the source of the mitzvah of Bris Mila. On the eighth day of the child's life, you give him a Bris Mila. We're going to emphasize for the moment of Vayom Hashmini. The mitzvah of Bris Mila is on the eighth day, assuming there's nothing wrong. Medically, sometimes you have to delay the Bris, but under ordinary circumstance, the Bris takes place on the eighth day of the child's life. So keep that pasuk in your mind for a moment, and we'll turn now to the issue of Bedikas Chometz, which has its roots in the first Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Beis Min Aleph. Source two, the Mishnah says, "Or lar bosar bot kenes hachometz lo haner." On the night of the 14th of Nisan, that's this year, it'll be a week from Sunday night, one searches for chometz lo haner by the light of a candle. And the Rashi explains there in Beis Min Aleph, Pesachim three, lo haner by Gemara Mefarish Tanya. The Gemara is going to explain why. And what is the purpose of this bedika? The Gemara is going to explain why a candle. What's the purpose of the bedika? Says Rashi, "Shelo yavor olav bebal yero bebal yemotze." We know that on Pesach there was a unique requirement that not only not allowed to eat chametz, just like we're not allowed to eat various other foods throughout the year, you're also not allowed to get hanah from chametz. That's also not unique. You're not allowed to get hanah from certain other things too, like bosor v'chalav. But on top of that, also there's an issue, of course, to have chametz in your possession on Pesach. That's called bal yero bebal yemotze. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession; it belongs to you. Many of us have chometz in our homes on Pesach, but we've sold it through the rabbi to a non-Jew, so it might be in our house, but we usually keep it locked away in a cabinet or a cupboard or someplace. So it's not mine, so that's not an issue. But if it's your own chometz, you're not allowed to have it in your possession. That's Bayiro Bayimotze. So according to Rashi, the purpose of searching, which is not mentioned in the Torah. The Torah never says anything about searching for chometz. The Torah does say not allowed to have chometz in your possession. So the Chachamim instituted that one should search to make sure that he has no chometz tak in his possession. And that's done the night Or Larbos, so the night before the 14th of Nisan, we call Erev Pesach. Tosas there, Psachim, Dav Beis Manal, the first Tosas, Psachim, Or Larbosar, has a different reason. He quotes Rashi that says it's to avoid the problem by Rabbi Motze, but Tosas has a problem with that because the Gemara later will see it says, Habodek Tzorach Shivatel, there's a din that we do that. We do what's called Bittel Chametz. We nullify our ownership of the Chametz. And according to the Torah, I can avoid by simply declaring that whatever chametz is in my house, I don't want it. I'm mevatel it. I declare that it's not mine. I nullify my ownership. So if that's the case, so then I'm not going to violate by yiro by imotze. So why in the world did the Chachamim institute a mitzvah to search for your chametz? You're worried about by yiro by imotze. That can be taken care of through bittel, and we do that, right? We say kol chamir b'chamir. We say that text, etc. So we say we're going to get rid of the chametz that we don't. It's not considered mine. So what do you have to search for? My hitzvichu cham bedika. So v'nir l'ri dafagav d'sagi bitul v'alma echmir chacham livdo chametz olivar shol yovel ocho. And the Ri comments a different point. He said, Yes, it's true that one can avoid the problem by raw by emotze by search by being mevatel the chametz. However, you have chametz in your possession, even if it's not yours. We're afraid you may forget at some point in Pesach. You forget, you'll eat it. You have chametz in your fridge, chametz in your cabinet. Okay, so that's true about other isurim too. But again, let's remember that chametz is 100% kosher all year long. Right, so you have chametz, you're used to eating it. So you may come down one night of Pesach in the middle of the night. You want a quick snack, so you open your cupboard and there's a wafer or something like that, or a cookie. So you'll eat it. That's the concern. So you better search and remove the chametz. Okay, machlokas is Rashi and Tosas. There are answers to Rashi. It's a big sugya at the beginning of Pesachim. Okay, but let's go back to the. So what, one reason or another, there's a mitzvah, the chachamim, mitzvah d'rabbanan, to search for your chametz the night before. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about this unusual phrase, or larbosar. It's a funny expression, or larbosar. Right, so we know it means the night of the 14th, the night before the day that we call the 14th Erev Pesach. But the Gemara has a whole back and forth, finally proves that's what it means. So the Gemara says on Daf Dalam and Aleph in Source 5, the Hashta de Kamelon, Lekula Alma or Urtahu, everyone agrees, or means the night before, when it gets dark the night before. So Michli, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Meir, Chometz, Enu Osal, Mishay, Shos, Alamala. One second. Why do you have to search for your chametz the night before? The Isser of having chametz in your possession, and likewise the Isser, certainly the Isser of eating chametz, does not go into effect until the sixth hour of the day that we call Erev Pesach. next, not this coming Monday, but a week from Monday, right? That's when the Isser of Chametz comes into force. At midday on Erev Pesach. We do Arbana, we make it a little earlier than midday, but according to the Torah, midday Erev Pesach. I didn't look, I think it's a little before 1 o'clock on our clocks today. Like, it's not 12 noon, we're going to change the clocks, but it's around a little before 1 p.m. That's the time that according to the Torah, you're not allowed to have your chametz anymore. That's the Isser Midoraisa of having chametz. So the Gemara asks, what do you have to check the night before? Why make people do the Bedikas chametz the night before? The Nivdok, but she's doing the Bedikah right before the 6th hour. Do a look. Again, we have a little more complicated houses, more storage rooms and so on. But you know, one time, I do a quick look right before. Nivdok, but she's. Okay. Now she explains. Okay, there in Pesachim, Dalam Alav. So 6 weeks, quotes of Machokas, which is not really important for us right now. But on this issue, they agree. Okay. So Nivdok, look in the second Rashi. Nivdok, comments, particular Sheish, Kodam Isuru. And Kodam Isuru, Yavarenu. Lama Lelagdume. Kulei Hai, what if to start searching the night before? Do the search a little before the time of the Isser arrives. So Gemara says, "V'chitem," and if you're going to tell me, "Zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs," what I mean? We always have a principle, "Zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs." It's always appropriate to do a mitzvah at the earliest available opportunity. We should do a mitzvah with excitement, with enthusiasm. We should go ahead and do the mitzvah as early as possible. Maybe that's why you do the mitzvah the night before. So Gemara says, "No, so nivdok mitzafer." So make a rule, you do it first thing in the morning. Why the night before? All right, you have until the 6th hour, but there's reason, Makdim Lemitzah, so do it the first thing in the morning. You get up first thing in the morning. Nivdok Mitzafra. Okay, as Rashi says, the Ika Hagdomel is reason. That's enough reason. Where do we see that that's enough reason? Because we know, and now we come back to the Pasuk here in Parashat Tazria, the Chsiv, our Pasuk in Source 1, Uvayoma Shmini Yimo Basar Loso, right? The Mitzvah Bris Mila is there during the day of the 8th day of the child's life, counting the days born, and on the 8th day we do Bris Mila. Tanya, Kolayom Kosher. Strictly speaking, one can do the Mila anytime on the 8th day of the child's life. It could be at 7 o'clock in the morning, it could be 4:30 in the afternoon. As long as it's the 8th day, that's what the Torah requires. The Mila is done on the 8th day. Okay? Elosh is reason, Makdim Lemitzvahs. We all know, under most circumstances, we go to a bris Tuesday in the morning, right after Shacharis, under most ordinary circumstances. Sometimes it's a delay, people have to get there, whatever, but as a general rule, one does the bris Mila early in the morning. That's called Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. Even though the whole day is perfectly acceptable, we do it in the morning. Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. And where do we see that from? Shenemar Vashkem Avram Baboker. That's when Avram, we'll see the Pesukim later, when Avram was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sacrifice Yitzchak, the Akedah, right? He was Vayashkem Avram Baboker. He got up and he did it early in the morning. He didn't wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him how to have done that morning immediately, but Avram did it to show the notion of Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. So, coming back to our issue, why not say the Bedikas Chametz should be done first thing in the morning on the 14th of Nisan? Right? Why the night before? Why the night before? So, Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, third line of 5, Bishah Shemine Adam Mitzim Bavatam. Because that's when people are home. People are home more in the evening. Okay, the people are home more in the evening. So, therefore, they made the mitzvah to be done in the evening because that's when people are home. During the day, people are running around. Some people have to go to work, getting ready for Pesach, other things. So, they made the mitzvah Bedikah the night before. And not only that, but for Or Haner, Yofel Bedikah. It's good to do the Bedikah by the light of the candle, by candlelight, okay? And of course, the candlelight during the day doesn't do much good. Daylight, of course, it's lighter out because the daylight, on the other hand, if you have to check under the couch and under a table, you know, where the daylight doesn't stream in, so it's better to do it with a candle. So that's why we do it at night. Amar Abaye Hilcha, and he says at the end, Hai Tzumar Bono Lo Liftach Be'idnei Be'ur. So that's why a Turban Rabbanim is a young Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, may have a Seder in learning, the Daf Yomi Shir, whatever, should not go and learn the night of the day the 13th of Nisan ends, going into the 14th of Nisan, the next week, on Sunday night, a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, whatever, who has a Shir, shouldn't go, because you got to do the mitzvah B'dikas Chometz. Okay? Dilma Mishachak Moshka Leishmaitza V'Ozti Limnue Mitzvah, because then you might get wrapped up in the learning and go to the shir and they're asking questions afterwards and you'll forget all about Bedikas Chometz. So that's the Gemara in Pesachim, Dav Dalam and Alav, the Rashi says, Or Haner is Yofel Bedikah. That's why it's good to do it through right when it becomes night. And a Talmud Chacham should not, as Rashi says, Lo Yaschu Begirsa, shouldn't begin learning, and so on and so forth. Okay, now, let's understand, first of all, what is this business of doing it by the light of a candle? Why is that so important? So here it's a Gemara later learns from a combination of different psukim. The pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Tes, we learned it last Shabbos at Parshas Chodesh. It says Shivas Yomim So'or Lo Yimot Tevatechem. So'or means for our purpose 11 chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz 7 days. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house, in your home. And the key word there is Lo Yimot Se. It shall not be found. kind of found, finding something implies that someone's looking for it. So you have a pasuk in the end of Parshas Miketz, Bereishis Perak Mem Dal Pasuk Yud Beis in Source 8. That's when the Gevia, the cup belonging to Yosef, the brothers didn't know at that time it was Yosef, but his cup was planted in Binyamin's knapsack, and the agent Paro sent, you know, to, I'm sorry, Yosef sent to go chase after the brothers, and he searched in all the knapsacks, right, this officer was inspecting all the brothers' knapsacks, and the cup was found, Yosef's cup was found in Binyamin's cup, in Binyamin's knapsack, we all know the story. So there it says, right, it was found, and it begins, so when you have a prohibition to find something, means you have to look for it to make sure you're not going to find it. Then the Gemara also brings a pasuk in Tzfanya. Tzfanya is not very often quoted. It's one of the trails of the 12 minor prophets. The Tzfanya parak aleph pasuk yud beis, so it's 9. V'hoya ba'is haya achapes es Yushalayim baneros. I will search through Yushalayim with candles. The word by achapes, again, the same word, searching, dafka with candles. Rashi explains, there in Sinai Perak Aleph Yud Beis, it means Adaktik B'Varo Seim. I'm searching, I'll find the Averis, and then Adak there in Perak Aleph Yud Beis. At Sinai says, V'Hoya Beis Ha'i, K'mo Shemechapes Adam Adavar B'Ner. When you want to find something in the dark, you look with a candle, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do and find the Averis and so on. Whatever the context is, one other Pasuk, Pasuk in Mishlei, in Source 12, Perak Beis, Pasuk Kov Zayim, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chadre Voten. It's another Pasuk linking Chippos with Neros. With candles, searching with candles. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Zayin Amud Beis 13. Laor Haner, you're supposed to do the Bedikas Chometz. Laor Haner, Menonim. Where does that come from? Amar Chista. So we put all these Pesukim together. Lamad Mi Yitzia Mi Yitzia Mi Yitzia Mi Chippos Chippos Mi Chippos Chippos Meneros and Eros Mener. Okay, put all those Pesukim set together. You have to search first. You have to make sure you don't find it. And that implies you have to search, and search is applied with candles. You put all those Pesukim together. We know you have to search using a candle. Okay, you can take a look at that. Gemara Pesachim Zayin Amud Beis. The Rashi's over there. You put all these things together. That's the drasha. So you're supposed to do the search through the light of with the light of a candle, and that's best when it's nighttime. Okay, and therefore, Oral Arbo, so we search for the chametz the night before. But the Gemara asks, but 1 second, why the night before? Why not do it in the morning? If you want to wait till the sixth hour, that I understand, but do it early in the morning, like we learn from Avraham Avinu, right? The mitzvah of Akedah Yitzchak, and that was done by Ashkenaz Rav Mabok. If we take a look, I quoted the psukim in Parshas Vayera, Bereishis Perchav Bay is the first three psukim. Vayachar Dvorim Eilav Elokim Nisos Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram. We all know Vayomer Kachnas Binchas Yichidcha to take your son, the one you love, etc. Vahaleu Sham LaOla, and offer him as a korban Ola on one of the mountains. And the next pasuk was going by Ashkenaz Rav Mabok. Okay, got up early in the morning, he saddled his donkey, and he went. Okay, and Rashi there in Parash Vayera, Perakov Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Source 16 says Vayashkem Nizdares LaMitzah. He was enthusiastic. He did the mitzah first thing. That's the source, or one of the sources of the concept of Zrizin Makdim LaMitzah. We learn from Avraham Avinu. He got up early in the morning, as Rashi says, Nizdares LaMitzah. So same thing by Bris Mila. The Gemara says right by Bris Mila. Also the pasuk says here in our Sedra in Parashat Tazria, back in Source 1 in Vayikra Perakov Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Uvel Mashmini Yimol Besar Also, but you're supposed to do it early. That's how the Rambam paskins Perak Aleph of Hilchas Mila Halacha Ches 17 Ein Malam Olam Ela B'Yom Achar Los Hashemesh. You have to do the Bris Mila by day. It's a daytime mitzvah, right? You can't do the Bris Mila the night before. You have to do the Bris Mila during the day on the eighth day after the sun rises and so on. And it doesn't matter, by the way, even if the Bris is not done on the eighth day. Let's say for some reason you couldn't do the Bris on the eighth day, the baby was not well or whatever happened, so the Bris has to be put off. So it's also, if even putting off still can't be during the day. Let's say even if the baby gets medical clearance at night, you can't do it at night. It's got to be during the day, even if it's a later day. The Rambam says, Shanemar, Bayom, Hashmini, Bayom, Belo, Belailo. Okay? And once it's the dawn, you really should wait till the sunrise, but even after dawn, it's okay. But the Rambam concludes, V'afal pichein mitzola hakti mitchilas hayom, shesvizin makdim mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't, that's the standard practice in most circumstances. You do the bris, you know, pretty much first thing in the morning, right after shacharis, because it was shesvizin makdim mitzvah. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Hilchos Mila, Tzun Reish, Samech Bey, Sif Aleph, 18, Ein Malan Ad Shatonet Tzachamo, right? You're not supposed to do bris mila till sunrise and so on, because Bayom Hashmini, etc. And Kol Hayom Kosher, although really can do it any time during the day. Elish is reason, Makdim Litzis Umalan, Miad Baboker, is reason, Makdim Litzis, we do it in the morning. And I feel a Mila Shabbos Mana, Ein Ol B'Yom. Okay, good. Now, how do we see that from Avraham Avinu? Well, we see Avraham Avinu, how do we know maybe he should have done it the night before? How do we know he did it first thing in the morning? It says, Vayashkam Avraham Baboker. Why didn't he do it right away when Hashem commanded it? So here we find, because the Pasuk says, back in Source 18, in Vayera, in Perakov Beza, Bereshit, Pasuk Chof, it says, Vahaleu Sham La'ola. The carbon ola. So there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says that Karbonos always during the day. Mishnah says, Kol Yom Kosher has a mitzvah, the Mishnah has a whole list of things which are daytime mitzvahs done anytime during the day, and included is L'smicha, L'shchita, smicha is when you put your hands on the head of the animal, not the rabbinic smicha, so put your hand on the head of the animal, smicha, L'shchita, slaughtering the animal, Hagosha, bring the blood to the Mizbeach, Kemitza, if it's a flower offering, and you scoop the flour and the oil out with your with three fingers. Laktora, throw on the Mizbeach. Lamalika, if it's an oaf, a bird, certain bird carbonos was slaughtered with the fingernail of the coin. Lekabola, receiving the blood. Hazaya, all these things are done during the day. And the Mishnah says that Klal Dovash Mitzvah Yom Kosher Kol Yom. Dovash Mitzvah Balayla Kosher Kol Laila. You always can do these things during the day. And Rashi explains there in Megillah Chafmud Beis 20, Lamalika Shalom, Kabbalah, Kabbalah Saddam, Hazoy, Zvika Saddam. Okay, all those things relating to the Karbonas have to be done during the day. How do we know? The Gemara on that mission, Megillah Chafmud Beis 21, says, L'smicha L'shchita D'ksiv B'somach V'shochat U'ksiv Bo B'shchita B'yom Zivchachem. Right? The smicha is associated with the shchita. That's in Vayikra Par Gimel Pasuk Chesin 22, by B'somach Esyodo Rosh Karbono V'shochat also. Right, we had a few weeks on Parashat Yikra, and the Pasuk Kedoshim, Parashat Kedoshim, Parak Yud Tess of Yikra, Pasuk Vav says in 23, "Biyom Zivchachem Yeochel, Biyom Zivchachem." So the day when you slaughter the animal. So we see from there that the carbon must be slaughtered during the course of the day. And then the Gemara goes on that same Sugin Megill Chafmud Beis, Malika Kmitza Tar Lazar. All these things is because it says to see Biyom Savoso as Bnei Yisrael. Okay, and Rashi explains all these things have to do. You look at the Pasuk is in 26 in Parashat Tzav, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Ches. Asher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai, Bar Sinai B'yom Tzavos L'Shmanei Yisrael, L'Hakriv es Korbanayim L'Hashem in Bar Sinai. The day when Moshe commanded they should bring Korbanos and so on. So Gemara learns out, you look in the Rashi, all these different things, the Hakrova and the Shechita and all these things. The Rashi says, one Pshat they learn out one way, then Inami, L'Hakriv Kol Tzarcha Hakrova. Anything that says Korbanos got to be during the day. Bottom line, as the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos Perek Dalalach Vav 27, Rambam writes, "No, call ayom kosher l'smicha l'shchita l'malika l'hekter, okay, l'agosh alzoy l'tufa, all these different things, and a night is for other things, okay. Zeh call dovish mitzvot ayom kosher call ayom, something which is a daytime mitzvot kosher during the day, and dovish mitzvot a lot of kosher call a lot of, but again, ma'afal pichayin zrizin makdim l'mitzvos. So you see that Avraham Avinu." It was commanded to bring Yitzchak as an Ola, Balei Shom La'Ola. Ola is a carbon. A carbon has to be done during the day, as we just demonstrated. All carbonas and anything related to carbonas is during the day. Learned that from Psukim, B'yom Zivchachem, and B'yom Tzavosos B'nei Yisrael. All these Psukim, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chafim Beis, quotes to show that carbonas will be done during the day. So that means that was what Hashem commanded him to bring Yitzchak as an offering also during the course of the day. Okay? The reason, Makdim Lemitzis, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. He went right away, first thing in the morning. Okay, so now the Gemara says so that we should have said the same thing with regards to Bedikas Chometz, and we should have allowed Bedikas Chometz, not the night before, first thing in the morning, right? So Rav Soloveitchik said, wait a second. What kind of question is that the Gemara is asking? That's a strange question. Bris Mila, and similarly, the Mitzvah of the Akedah, those were daytime activities. So that's why the Zrizas is first thing in the morning. But if Bedikas Chometz is a nighttime mitzvah, then what do you mean? How does the Gemara come off asking, well, we should really be allowed to do Bedika, we should really do the Bedika first thing in the morning on Erev Pesach, okay, the 14th of Nisan. Because we see that from Bris Mila, we see that from the Akedah. Yes, said the Rav, 1 second. But Bris Mila and Akedah are daytime mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah at night. We just demonstrated that, right? A Bris Mila done at night is no good. Okay, Bris Mila done at, the Akedah done at night. No, he's told to bring a carbon. Yitzchak has a carbon. It's like a carbon. It's got to be done during the day. So over there, the Zrizas is first thing during the day, first thing in the morning. Okay. But how does the Gemara ask from that to Bedikas Chometz? How do you ask from there to Bedikas Chometz? Bedikas Chometz, you can say, is a nighttime mitzvah, right? And that same Mishnah Megillah says certain mitzvahs are done at night. So the Zrizos would be the first thing in the evening, right after nightfall, right? The Rav said, you can really challenge the whole question, okay? Why does the Gemara go ahead, when we come to bring up the issue of Zrizos? It just doesn't seem to fit the pattern of what the example cases of Mila and Bedika and Akeda, it doesn't work. So the Rav said you have to look into the following question: what is the nature of the concept of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvos? is Rizin Makdim al-Mitzvah something which is sort of extraneous? It's like icing on the cake. It's not a, it doesn't define the mitzvah itself. It's not really part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. And then there's another principle called Zrizin Makdim al-Mitzvah. You do it first thing in the morning. Okay? That's one way to look at it. All right? And the Rav said that appears to be the way the Gemara is looking at it over here. Because what is Zrizus? And he didn't say it exactly this way, but I think it's what he means. Zrizus means to show enthusiasm, show excitement. So I'm going to ask you now, psychologically, where, what is a greater demonstration that you're really excited and you're doing a mitzvah with enthusiasm and alacrity? Would you do it first thing in the evening or first thing in the morning? First thing in the morning, right? In the evening, you had a whole day, you did, you know, 55 other things during the course of the day, and I got to do this also. Okay. But in the morning, right when I get up, I'm starting a new day, the first thing, that's Zrizus. So the Rav said the implication of the sugi here in Pesachim, I'm sorry, in Pesachim, yeah, the Gemara that learns out that you should do, maybe we should have Bedikas Chametz first thing in the morning. You know why? Because that's how you define Zrizus. Zrizus is a din of doing things at a time when it demonstrates the notion of Zrizus. Okay? In other words, what we're saying over here is that the mitzvah and the mubchor, so to speak, is to do it first thing in the morning, right? You know, right when you get up. And that's why the Gemara asks. Otherwise, the question doesn't make any sense. If it's part of the mitzvah, if Zrizus would be part of the mitzvah, then you can't compare Mila and the Akedah on one hand to Bedikas Chametz on the other hand, because the Zrizus is going to be a different kind of Zrizus. The Zrizus pertains to the actual mitzvah itself. But if you hold that Zrizus is kind of a general concept, okay, to show enthusiasm, to show Chavivus HaMitzvah, if you will, you love the mitzvah, so then we understand that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. In other words, you the proper thing is to do it at a time that demonstrates your love for the mitzvah. And that's more clear first thing in the morning than first thing in the evening. Okay? Again, the Rav didn't say it exactly, but I think that's what he meant. You follow? So the Rav said, you see from here that Zrizus is not really connected to the mitzvah in the sense that it doesn't become part and parcel of the definition of the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara asks, you know, it should be sufficient to do Bedikas Chametz first thing in the morning, because that's when you demonstrate Zrizus most dramatically, just like by Mila and just like by that Kedem. Okay, that's what Rav said. The problem is, the Rav said, that in a number of other places, we see that Zrizus does, in fact, seem to be connected to the actual mitzvah. It's not something extraneous. It is a din in the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. It's not something extra. You should just show enthusiasm and demonstrate your excitement and so on. No, it becomes part of the definition of the mitzvah. The one example the Rav gave was from the sugya in Menachos, Daf Ayin Beis Mem Aleph in Source 29. Now, the detail of the sugya over there has to do with the Ktziras HaOmer, not Ktziras HaOmer, okay, but rather cutting the barley stalks you're going to use for the Omer offering the second day of Pesach. So the Mishnah says in Menachos Ayin Aleph Mem Aleph, Source 28, the Mishnah says, mitzvah so liktzor b'layla, the proper thing is to cut the grain, okay, the barley, the night at night, but niktzor b'yom kosher. And v'doches haShabbos, you can even cut it on Shabbos. Doches Shabbos, okay. And that's the Mishnah in Menachos Ayin Aleph Mem Aleph in Source 28. So the Gemara on that Mishnah in Ayin Beis Mem Aleph in Menachos explains, sort of compares it to something else as well. Okay, compares it to Hekter Chalavim Veivorim. People may remember that from the first Mishnah in Brachos. Hekter Chalavim Veivorim means burning the fats and the limbs. Okay, when he brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so some days the Beis HaMikdash had a backlog. There were a lot of people there, right? So when it comes to carbonos, not every part of the carbon has to be thrown on the burnt on time when you bring the carbon. Certain things, sprinkling dam, certain things, but the rest of the stuff sometimes you can put on later. And what they would do sometimes when there were a lot of people bringing carbonos on a given day and the Kohanim would be busy, so they would, each person brought his carbon. I'm not talking about now the communal carbonos. Each person brought his or her carbon, so they would do what was necessary for the carbon, and they'd put aside the chalav mevarim, and then at night, when the Beis HaMikdash was closed for business, okay, people didn't come at night, then they'd burn the chalavim, the evarim, the leftover fats and limbs, they'd burn it during the course of the night, okay? And the Gemara actually quotes that mitzvah mission from the Megillah we mentioned, okay? And the question is, why can the, so, but then really the hekter chalavim should be at night, right? Just like Tzuras Omer, why does the Mishnah say, Niktzar Bayom is kosher. Oh, the Mishnah said in Megillah, the daytime mitzvahs are done anytime during the day. Nighttime mitzvahs are done anytime during the night. I'm just saying what's in the Gemara there on Ayin Beis Mem Aleph. The Gemara says, perhaps the Machlokas Tanoim. Anyway, the Gemara mentions the sheet of Rebbe, Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara mentioned what Wayne said. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon of Shimon Yochai. And he holds that he would seem to hold that should be done at night. However, the Gemara concludes, Sovala ke'idach Rav Shimon, the Tanya Amr Rav Shimon, Bovar e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, Share hekter v'chalav evram k'sherim kol alayla, v'lo ha'amamtim lahem ad shetechshav. In fact, they would actually begin to burn the fats and the limbs as soon as the Beis HaMikdash, you know, the crowd eased up. Even during the day, they would start to bring it. Okay? Well, even though you can really bring it all night long. Okay? So I quoted all the Rashi. You can take a look. Hekta chalav mevarim and son really is all night long. The first Rashi in Menachos Zayin Beis Menachos 30. Hekta chalav masha mis'akam and izbeach machzir kol alayla. You can throw that stuff on all the course during the night. Okay? And the reason, but we have a concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that it's proper to show love for a mitzvah and so on. And therefore, you can burn the fats and limbs even before. And the Gemara concludes, even on Shabbos. Now, I might think, 1 second, okay, you may as well wait till after Shabbos. Why should you burn this stuff? It's not really part of the carbon. Okay, and then again, there were no personal carbonos on Shabbos, but why would they burn the chalav mevarim? Look at the last Rashi I printed in 30. Evarim ubdarim ksherim kol ha'avalai mamtim. Evarim tamidin musafim the Shabbos. The carbonos, the carbon tamid, the carbon musaf of Shabbos, they wouldn't wait at shetechshach till nightfall, motzei Shabbos. Almo dachinan Shabbos mishum chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And the same thing with the ktsiras almo, that's the sugi there. So you can even be docha Shabbos. And the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos Perek Daled Halacha Gimel 31, the Rambam writes, Afo pisha mutter lahakdei mor meron balayla, even though you certainly mutter to burn these leftover parts and so on, limbs and fats at night, lo ein ma'achron osamadonis, you would not intentionally delay, ela mishtadlin lahakdei kolboyim, you try and do it during the day, because chaviva mitzvah v'shaita, chari hekter v'chalom mevarim, the Rambam writes, okay, Afal Pishik Shavala Dochin Esas Shabbos, the Dochin Shabbos, the Ein Me'achar also say Shabbos. So Rav said, wait a second. This concept of doing a mitzvah at the earliest available opportunity is even strong enough to be Dochin Shabbos? Right? You can wait till after Shabbos. Why should you do this thing, which is Korbanos themselves that are required to be brought on Shabbos? Okay, you have to bring on Shabbos. But the Evarim and the chalavim, which are not really part in the same sense of the not necessary parts of the korban, I would say for those, wait till after Shabbos. And yet the Rambam says, based on Gemara, you don't. You can even be docha Shabbos. Because the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that's reason makdim la mitzvahs. So Rav said, evidently, you see, if you can be docha Shabbos, you can't say that zrizin makdim is some kind of an extraneous thing. It's got to be part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to burn these things too. That's why it's docha Shabbos. The Rav said, from that Gemara, it seems pretty clear that Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs is not something which is kind of extra just to show you love a mitzvah and so on, but it becomes part of the definition of the mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is allowed on Shabbos, then the Zrizin is also allowed on Shabbos. Right? Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs.
Why would not then Bedika on a Saturday, a Motzei Shabbos Seder, be done?
When do you want to do it? What you want to do
it? If it's Docha Shabbos, and if it's part and parcel, why couldn't you have the Nair be Docha Shabbos under that reasoning?
So if you have hold the question a little bit. Let's just see a little further. Okay, let's see a little further. We don't have by us every person never on a Sunday. B'dikas Chum is never Saturday night anyway. But yeah,
that's now.
I hear. Yeah, Ellie.
Yeah, is it so obvious? I mean, I know that the Rambam talked about Zrizi Makdim LeMitzvahs, but Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita implies more that the key mitzvah is like the Hekar Chalam Ha'arim. It's supposed to be done during the day, but it's kosher. You could also do it at night. So because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that's why better during the day. But it's not based on Zrizi Makdim LeMitzvahs.
That's a question. Is there a difference? And I think that one can definitely make a case. We have a few different things. There's Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs. There's Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. There's Mitzvah Bol Yochal Tach Mitzena. Right? Don't delay a mitzvah. Shihui Mitzvah La Mashina. But the Rav was looking at it as one basic concept, to do a mitzvah early. He thought that it was a raya from here, that since it's Docha Shabbos, that this whole concept is something more than just an extraneous thing. You could make a distinction. I hear you. Then the Rav, okay, to the point. Okay, the Rav then pointed out another thing. There's a sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, beginning of a parak called the Belezer Demila. We know, again, coming back to the pasuk in our Sedra, Vayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Loso. So if there's a bris on Shabbos, we do the bris on Shabbos. If Shabbos is the eighth day of the child life, if the bris is postponed, whatever reason the child's not well, then you can't do, and then it gets medical clearance, and medical clearance would allow you to do it on Shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos. But a milah bismano, if Shabbos is the eighth day, we do the bris milah on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Question is, what about what's called the machshirei milah? You can do the actual bris milah on Shabbos, but can you do, you know, can you bring, can you carry the knife to shul or carry the baby to shul without an erev and so on? Okay, so the Rebbe Lezer says yes. That's the famous sheet of Rebbe Lezer. Okay, 33, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Kufal Amun Aleph, Mishnah Rebbe Lezer, Omer, even though it be klimer of Shabbos, maybe it's Shabbos, you can do it Shabbos, no problem. Rekiva disagrees. Rekiva holds kol malacha shev shalas soz me'er of Shabbos, ein adochas of Shabbos. Okay, that's a famous machloka, it's a big sugya in regarding bris milah. So if you don't have it, so let's say there's no erev, you can't bring the baby to the shul, you have to have the bris in the house. My grandson was born last summer. My son lives in Washington Heights. So the Broyas committee doesn't use the Arab. Okay, that's a practice. They don't use an Arab. They use this Arab, whatever. My son is in charge of the Arab in Washington Heights. Is the Rabbi the Shul there, but the Broyas committee doesn't use it. Okay. So the Moel, Rabbi Katzenstein, Michas Katzen was the Moel, so he's from the Broyas committee. So he said, I can't, you know, that's our tradition. We don't use the Arab here. That's our Psak. So he wanted to have the meal in the house where the baby is. But my son is the Rabbi the Shul. A small apartment, you know, I can't have all these people. So he said, I'll push them. I do use the Arab. He's in charge here. I do use the Arab. My wife, but they didn't want to do it. Anyway, so they ended up sleeping in the shul, you know, with the baby in the shul. So they were able to have the bris in the shul. Okay. But anyway, so with the, in the context of that discussion, Tosis there in Shabbos, you can look in the Rashi's there in Kuvel Amud Aleph. That's the Machlokas of Elezen and Rekiva. Okay. Look in the third Rashi. Klal Amar Rekiva. It's a Shein Dochen. Hov Efshal Sol Arab Shabbos. Everything you do in Arab, can't do the bris in Arab Shabbos. It's not the eighth day. But everything, all the other preparations, bringing the knife and whatever else has to be done, whatever can be done before Shabbos must be done before Shabbos. That's how we pass. Okay, anyway, Tosus there had the discussion. What if Tosus there in Shabbos, Kufal Amud Aleph, Dir Masu Elazar, 34, Tosus raises the question, okay, even according to Elazar, well, according to Elazar, Machshir and Mitzvah, Machshir and Mila are Doche Shabbos, okay? Well, what if you can do the, get the baby to the shul, let's say, through some back way that is no Rishus HaRabim or whatever, just going to take longer. Going to take longer. Would you say that then maybe even Rabbi Lezer agrees, listen, you can get, if you can accomplish the bris without, you know, Machshir Mila being Doche Shabbos, wouldn't that be better? Okay. So I'm saying outside a minute. So the Tosa says no. Tosa says, according to Shita Rabbi Lezer, even if you can do it without being Doche Shabbos, it's still, you can be Doche Shabbos for Machshir Mila to get the bris done earlier. So the Rav said the same thing. Machshir, Zrizin Magdimin. It allows Doche Shabbos, according to Belezer, we don't pass now, according to Belezer, it allows you to be Doche Shabbos to get to the Mila earlier, even though you could do it in a, another way without violating Shabbos, right? So, and the Tosus points to Sugi and Yuma. We know that in Parashat Chemos, Perek Tes Zayin of Ikra Posuk Chaf Aleph, that after the Kohen would, Gadol put his hands on the two goats, and one of the goats was taken off to Azazel, right? The cliff somewhere outside Yerushalayim. So they push him off the cliff, right? It says, Vishilach biad ish iti, a man on the spot, ish iti, a guy, a timely guy. What's ish iti? So Rashi explains, Hamuchel lechach meil mesmol, right? The guy was set aside and so on. Anyway, the iti, ish iti, could even violate Shabbos, okay? Even though you can carry him, whatever it is, a whole mice, and more and human, Samach Vav, Amud Beis, you can take a look. Okay, so, and that's where we learn that, and apparently, even if the Tosus brings that up, we don't need the details now. But at the end of the day, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you see from that Tosus also, one second, you mean to tell me that Beleza would say, just to be able to do the bris earlier, you can still be, still Machshir Mila Doche? Yeah, because Zvizim Magdim Lemitzvah, Rav said, that seems to be another raya, that Zvizim Magdim Lemitzvah becomes part of the definition of the mitzvah. Right, because you can even, it's even Doche Shabbos. That's what another Ryan the Rav said. The third thing he mentioned, the din of Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Chofei Hilchos Tefillin. Sif Aleph. We know that you're supposed to put on your talis first, then the tefillin. Right, that's what we do. Achar Shalovas Talis Mitzvah Janiach Tefillin. Okay, why Malan Bakodesh? Right, the tefillin is greater Kedusha. So when it comes to Kedusha, we do it in ascending order, not descending order. Okay, so what happens if for whatever reason the guy doesn't have his talis yet? Somehow he came to shul. The tefillin doesn't have a talis. The talis, someone's bringing the talis. He left it home. His wife's going to bring the talis. Whatever. So there are more rites there in the Shulchan Aruch, second line of 39. Soon chafei sif aleph. Miu, if tefillin is one of the order of ain't no tzitzis. He doesn't have his tzitzis. He doesn't have a talis yet. Ain't tzarech lahamtei la tzitzis. You don't have to wait. Alaminiach tefillin. And then when you bring your talis, then put it on. So the Magen Avraham says, why? Because that's the Gemara in Yevamos, Lamed Tes, called Shihui Mitzvah, Lo Mishani. Don't delay a mitzvah. Even though you'll be doing it in a better way later. You'll be doing it a better way. It's better to have your talis first, then the tefillin. That's better. Malam B'Kodesh. But if it means delaying the mitzvah, then don't delay it. Put on your tefillin now. That's what he says to us from there too. It appears that Zvizim Akdim and the mitzvahs, that's among our Mishmar also. And Kotan Zion says, even though you can do it later, later on it'll be a mitzvah Yosem and a Mukhar, mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. It's better to do it at the earlier stage. The concept of Malam B'Kodesh, you're not going to have your tzitzis, your talasa when you put on the tefillin. So from all these points, the Rav suggested that in fact, it would appear that Zvizan Makdim Lemitzah is definitional. It's part of the mitzvah, not something extraneous. But if that's the case, then we come back to our original kasha. So how does the Gemara, if it's part of the mitzvah, so we understand Mila, Mila is a daytime mitzvah, so, Avram, so that we do the Mila right away the first thing in the morning. That's Zvizan Makdim Lemitzah. The Akedah, how to be done during the day, because like a carbon ola, so we understand Zvizan Makdim Lemitzah, you do it the first thing in the morning. But how does the Gemara ask him against that from the B'dikas Chometz? Because Chometz is at night. So, it's not comparable. Why the whole Gemara? It was only comparable, suggested the Rav. If you say that Zvizim Akdim is a general din to show your enthusiasm, and it's better to throw enthusiasm first thing in the morning, fine. But once you say it's definitional, it's part of the mitzvah, so then you can't compare Mila and the Akedah on one hand to Bedikas Chometz on the other hand. The Rav suggested, well, one second, let's look at the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. Maybe fundamentally, that in fact is a daytime mitzvah also. Okay? When do you have to do Bedikas Chometz? Okay, well, we do B'dikas Chometz at night, but what's the exact mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah? It's mitzvah Rabbanan. What does it connect to? So the Pasuk says in Parsha Bo, again, relating to last Shabbos, Parsha Chodesh, Paragud Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, 42, Shiras Yom HaTos Tachel, find Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Su'or Mibateichem. On the first day, you have to Tashbisu, get rid of, eliminate any Su'or, again, Su'or Mibateichem, Chometz, 11, you got it from your possession. Tashbisu Su'or Mibateichem. Okay? Now, what do you mean, Ach Bayom HaRishon? The first day? First day Pesach? No, that's not when you get rid of it. So Rashi says there in Parsha Bo, Perek and Beis, Pasuk Tes Vav 43, Rashi says, Ach Bayom HaRishon, Tashbisu Su'or, Me'erev Yontif. You have to get rid of Erev Yontif. Kari Rishon, because that's the day before the 7 days. Okay, they figured out, or it's the first in the series, and it doesn't really mean, can't mean the first day, because, why? He quotes something else, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Perek Lamedal, Pasuk Afei 44, Lo Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zivti. Okay, and Rashi says in 43, that means Lo Sishchat al Pesach Vadayim Chometz Kayim. It cannot be that you have to get rid of Chometz the first day of Pesach, because the carbon Pesach, which we know was brought on the day we call Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, so the outside of carbon Pesach was brought, and the Pasuk says, Lo Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zivti. You can't shech the carbon Pesach when you still have Chometz in your possession. Okay, well, when is it? So, and that Rashi didn't make that up. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Hamad Aleph, 45. Rav Amrehocha, Lo Sishchat Chometz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishchat Pesach Vadayin Chometz Chaim. That's a difference in the Torah. You can't shech the carbon Pesach when you still have Chometz in your possession. Tanan Amrehochi, Achbar Rishin, etc. It's not really the first day. It's not Yontif. It means before. Because Lo Sishchat Pesach Vadayin Chometz Chaim, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? And Rashi says, now, when is the Shechitas HaPesach? So bottom line is you've got to get rid of the Chometz before the Zman of the Shechitas HaChometz, the Shechitas HaPesach, before you slaughter the Korban Pesach. When's that? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, well, Rashi, first of all, in Pesachim Hamad Aleph says, 46, Lo Sishchat HaChometz, Shechitas Pesach Zman HaMetchil Sheva. Okay? The beginning of the seventh hour, after midday. That's called Bein Arbayim. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Berakud Beis, Pasuk Bo, V'hoel HaChem Nishmeres, Ar Arbos HaYom L'chodesh Zev, V'shochtu also, called Kalad HaSeo, Bein Arbayim. Okay, the carbon pesach is shechted bein arbayim means in the afternoon. That's what Rashi Chumash says. Perikud Beis Pasuk Vav 48. V'shei Shos Hamala Kori bein arbayim after the midday, after sixth hour day, after midday, it's called bein arbayim when the sun begins to move towards the western part of the sky. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah says in Pesachim. Samach Aleph Mod Aleph 49. Shachtu Korum Chatzos Pasul. If you shechted the carbon chatzos before the carbon pesach before chatzos before midday of pesach, shechted Sunday next week Monday morning, no good. Yishum Shinemar, Bein Arbayim, because it says Bein Arbayim. And the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perak Aleph, Aleph Hades, Aleph Adal, I mean, 50, Aleph Adal, Perak Aleph, Shchitas HaPesach HaChatzos, Yim Shokhto Korban Chatzos, Posel. So now, putting it all together, you have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. You have to eliminate the Chometz. By when do you have to eliminate the Chometz? By the time you can shech the Korban Pesach. What time is that? Midday. So actually, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of disposing of chametz is before midday, by midday of Erev Pesach, during the daytime, by midday in Erev Pesach. Now, how do you dispose of the chametz? What does that mitzvah mean, tashbisu? Tashbisu, back in the source of Perikud Beis of Parshat Bo, Pasuk, Tezvah 42. Ach, Baim Roshon, tashbisu se'or. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu. Get rid of the chametz, right? Eliminate the chametz. How do you eliminate the chametz? Well, when do you got to do it? Now we've established you got to do it on the day we call Erev Pesach, by midday. Okay, what do you do? So you look in the Targum, both the Targum Unklus, there in Parshat Bo, Perikud Beis, Pasuk, Tezvah 51, a few words in. Biyoma kadma tivatlon, tivatlon. The Targum Unklus renders the word tashbisu tivatlon bito, nullify chamira. It's chomet, call chamira. Right? So, and the Targum Yonos also there says, right? It says before the right the day before the holiday. Yoma dekadmecha tivatlon chamotechem. Okay, get rid of all, and it mentions there, get rid of all the chomet is also. So the mitzvah of tashbisu is bitul chametz, right? To get rid of your chametz, nullify your ownership of the chametz. Okay, so now, where does bedika come in? So we alluded to it before. Look at the Psachim Daf Dalam and Amabeis 53. The Gemara says the bedikas chametz midrabbananu. The searching for the chametz only drabbanan. The midoraisa bebitul ba'amasagila. Midoraisa bitul. That's the mitzvah bitul. Okay, and Rashi explains there in Pesachim Dalam Beis, Dilmasel Bito Lama 54, Desiv Tashbisu. Notice the word used in the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Tetzvah, back in 42, Achbar Marshon Tashbisu. It doesn't say Tiva'aru, which means destroy. The mitzvah is not destroy the Chametz, it's get rid of your ownership of it. However you do it, you can destroy it. Okay, and it's a further machok, because you have to destroy it by burning. Not our issue now, but the bottom line is the Torah doesn't use the word Tiva'aru. He used the words tashbisu. And Rashi explains, hashbosa delay, he hashbosa. Doing it mentally, in your heart, in your mind, that's good enough. That also gets rid of it. When is that mitzvah tashbisu tevatlan? When? During the day, right? Tashbisu ach bayom arishon, during the day, by the sixth hour. Now, the Chachamim said you have to do bedika, but you still have to do bitul. That's in 55, the next page. Vavud Beis in Pesachim. Amar Yehuda Amar Rava Bodek Tzarek Shivata. We do that. We don't rely just on the Bedika. After Bedika's Chametz, right, next week from Sunday night, we do Bedika's Chametz, and then we do the Bittul, because that's the Raisa. So we say Kol Chamir Chamir, and we'll say it again the next day, right? Rashi says, Bodek Tzarek Shivata, believe it, Somuch LeBedika Miyad, right after you do the Bedika, we say Bittul. Kol Chamir, right? Rashi doesn't have the exact text we have, but more or less. So that's what we do. Right, we do, and the Rambam Paskins Hilchos Chametz Matzah Per Gimel Alach Zayin 57. Kishe Gomer Livdok Imbodek B'Leil Arbosa Obiyom Arbosa. Whether you did the Bedika at night or during the day, okay, Kodem Sheishos before the 6 hour. Tzorach Levatel Kol Chametz Nishu Bereshus Vein Aroeo. You have to levatel anything in case you didn't find certain things. You have to levatel it. Yomar Kol Chametz Nishu Bereshus Yishol Risi V'Loy Daitim Harei Bota Harei Kofa. Right, the Rambam says it. Rambam says in Hebrew, you know, the Kol Chamir is not a. Not a brocha. I don't have to say it in Aramaic. I always tell people, personally, I do say it in Aramaic, and then I say it in English. And I understand English better than I understand the Aramaic. And my wife's around sometimes. Other people in the house are around. Right? We say it in the language you understand. Right? It's not a brocha or something. You got it. Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, something you have to do it in that language. No, it's you say it in the language you understand. The Rambam presented in Hebrew. And that's on the Shulchan Aruch as well. Or Chaim Sim Tov Lam and Dalet Siv Beis in 58. Achar b'dikam yad b'lai v'atlel v'yomar kol chamir disa b'shusa d'lo chazit l'bi arte has the whole text, okay? And it says, you should really do it in the language you understand. V'yomar bitul b'loshon shemevin, right? And to do the bitul in the language you understand what you're saying. It's not a magic formula, okay? You're nullifying ownership. Say it in the language you understand. I've stayed in Aramaic. That's what our traditions, printed in our gutters like that. But then I say it in English, okay? Anyway, okay, so, and in the daytime, you do it again after you burnt the chametz, the Ramah says the end. So now, suggested the Rav, so 1 second. So putting all this together, the Rav said, what is the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz? Bedikas Chometz is really, if you will, an extension or a harchova, expansion of the mitzvah of Bittul Chometz, getting rid of the Chometz. In fact, you still have to do Bittul even after you did the Bedikas, as we just said. So the Rav said, well, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz is really a daytime mitzvah. Okay? It is a daytime mitzvah. So even if we assume that Zvizin Magdimin is part of the mitzvah itself, like we demonstrated in those other sources, not something extraneous that's just a nice thing to show chavivus mitzvah, you know, to show your enthusiasm first thing in the morning. But no, it's part of the mitzvah. The Rav said you could argue it's part of the mitzvah of bittul also, a part of the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz. There's reason, Rak Demon. So Taki, we should do the bedika first thing in the morning. It is parallel. It's really a daytime mitzvah because the mitzvah is Ach Be'amarash and Tashbisu, the sixth hour, right? Before the sixth hour. So really it is in a certain sense a daytime mitzvah. That's what the Rav wanted to demonstrate. Okay, he says in a certain sense, really the mitzvah of Bedikas of Bittel Chometz, right, of Tashbisu, that is in fact a daytime mitzvah, okay? And therefore, it should really do it first thing in the morning. And that's why the Gemara asked from Mila and from the Akedah, which were also daytime mitzvahs, okay? And that's the point. So it becomes sort of like a part and parcel of the mitzvah, even by Bedikas Chometz. That's the suggestion that the Rav had. And then he said the following. The truth is, it looks that way from the Rambam also. Look in the Rambam. Perek Beis of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel. It really makes it clear, at least in the formulation of the Rambam anyway, that the Bedikah is really just an extension of the Bittul. The Rambam writes, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sesem in the Torah, Lahashbis HaChometz Kodon Zman Yisrach Yiloso. The mitzvah from the Torah is Lahashbis, to eliminate, again we said that mitzvah Mavatel, before the Zman, he quotes the Psukim. And when it has to be, sometime before Chatzos, midday on our Pesach, because of the Korban Pesach and so on. And Halacha Beis, Umahi Ha'ashposa Zu'amur B'Torah, Hu She'yivata L'chometz B'libo V'yachshav Oso Ka'ofer, V'yosim B'libo She'ein B'shuso Chometz Kal. It's a mental kind of declaration, either verbal or mental declaration. This is not mine. It's not my Chometz. It's not mine. I'm mevatel it. Okay? V'shakol Chometz B'shuso Arei Ka'ofer. It's like dust. It's like dust, you know. Some of my shul once quipped, you know, he said, we say kol chamir, that all the chametz should be like dust. He said, it's ironic, because for the previous 4 weeks, whatever, whenever the women and men in the house start cleaning up, they treat every piece of dust like it's chametz. Right? Got to go spring cleaning, got to get every piece of dust. And then we say kol chamir, we treat every piece of chametz should be like dust. Anyway, be that as it may, the idea is that that the Rambam says that's the mitzvah of bitul chametz on Erev Pesach. Then halacha gimel around to midivrei sofrim lechapes achar chametz midrabanan. You search for chametz b'machbuos or b'chorim in the hidden places and cracks and other places to get rid of it. Okay, and therefore a person shouldn't learn that night, like we mentioned before. And the Magen Mishnah explains, okay, that all this comes from the different gemaras that we saw already. I'm going to have to read all the Magen Mishnah. He says it all comes from these gemaras that we saw. Okay, and the Rambam didn't make any of this up, and he says that's the point. All right, and the truth is, and the Magen Mishnah adds in the name of Tosfos, I didn't know where the Tosfos is, but Halacha Gimel, just like a person shouldn't go learn the night before, the night of Bedikas Chometz, because you're going to get involved in his learning and forget to do Bedikas Chometz, that's in the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes in Halacha Gimel. Look at the end of the Magen Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Because of a Tosfos, I'm not sure where it is. Mikan Nirish also Lechol, not allowed to eat either. Shouldn't sit down to a meal. Do Bedikas Chometz first. Once the Zman arrives, and now it's late, you know, to change the clock, so it's probably close to 8 o'clock or whatever the Zman will be. But shouldn't eat either. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, Simen Tov, Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, 61, Betchilas, Leil, Yud, Dalab, and Nisan, both can come to our Nair, Bechorin is Tukin, and so on and so forth. Okay? So that, the Rav wanted to argue that Lemaisa, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, is really a daytime mitzvah. So why do we do it at night? Now we come back to the Gemara. Why? And we had that Gemara at the beginning, right? The Gemara in Daf Talmud Beis in source number 5. Because of technical reasons, people are home at night. We do it at night. That's not the reason, Makdim Lemitzes. That's because, practically speaking, it's a practical, people are home at night and the candle works better at night. The Rav pointed out that's what the Ritvor writes. And it's Kedushim Tepsachim Dalmud Alf on that Sugya. Amar Abai, right? The person shouldn't go learn. Look what the Ritvor writes. Came in the time of Lav Mishum Zrizus. The fact that we do the mitzvah the night before is not because of Zrizus. Okay? It's because Mishum Sheor Haner Yofa, because of technical reasons, it's better to do with the candle at night than the Zrizus was there before. That's the real reason. In effect, we reject the Zrizus. But Zrizus, Taka Gemara's Kasha, was a good Kasha. Zrizus should tell us to do it first thing in the morning, just like by Bris Mila, just like by Kedis Yitzchak. I want to do it at night, a different reason altogether. It's not because of Zrizus. It's because it's better for people to do it then because there are people around. The Ran. On the Riff from Psochem, Aleph from Beis, the page of the Riff from Psochem, 63, Omar Bai says the same thing. Okay, he says the reason we do the mitzvah is again, it's not a matter of so much of zrizus, but we want to make sure we do the mitzvah the best way you can do the mitzvah. And full disclosure, I pointed out that the Meiri there in Psochem, Dalam and Aleph, says we don't reject the reason of zrizus altogether. It's still there. Maybe the Rav suggested maybe it's both things. Okay, once we have this idea, it's good to do it by the light of the candle and at night when people are around, and more available. So then Zrizis tells you to do it the night before. So that's what the Rav thought of the mirror. I'm not really sure. I don't quite see it in the word the mirror exactly that way, but I think that's what he was saying. Because again, otherwise, that's why it's comparable to Akedah, to Bris Milah. There, it's a daytime mitzvah, so you do it first thing in the day. Here, once you have the consideration of Bedika, you need the candle, you want to do it at night because people are around, so then the Zrizis becomes at night, okay? And the truth is, the Rambam writes, okay, in the Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Per Gimel, Halacha Aleph 65, Kishabodek Adam Chazmer Leil Arbasar, Motzi as a Chametz, take all the Chametz out of the cracks and all the other places where you found it, and put it aside till the next day, okay? But then you destroy it the next day. The Bir Chametz, the actual Ashbos, is the next day. So the truth of the matter is, Bedikas Chametz is actually a search and destroy mission. Okay, it's really search and destroy. You do the search at night and destroy it during the day. Now he says, but look what he says at the end of 65. Imrotzo levaro b'leil arbaso mevaro. You want to destroy it already that night? Fine. You can destroy it at night also. Okay? And so that's the Rav's Yesod, really, that it kind of could combine, if you will, the two ideas, the two sides of this Chakira. That really, it's not a din of Zrizis by itself, okay? Because din of Zrizis by itself, Zrizis would not push you to do it the night before. But once you have the Zrizis, is really only the time of the mitzvah. And the time of this mitzvah is bittul. And the Chacham simply extended it, okay, to require bedika as well. But the ikar time is the bittul. But that would only push you to do it in the morning. But since you have this other consideration, right, it becomes part of the time of the mitzvah. Night is now the part of the time of the mitzvah. And therefore the Zrizis tells you to do it at the beginning of the night. Just to finish up, okay, the Rav pointed something else out also. You mentioned there's a balamor, because you can raise the question, what about doing the bedikah earlier than the 14th? I'm not going to do it tonight, I'll do it the day before, right? So here, the balamor, imsachem dalam alaf in the page of the Rif 66, he says, by the time you ain't boken or chama lo tema honey milo biyudgimel sheish lidduk lil arbosa alaf ilo biyudalad, okay? Lola or chama v'chiyet. Now, he says, you know, the Yushalmi Pesach and Perak Alav Alocha Aleph talks about doing Bdika by the light of the candle. He said, that's not just the 14th, okay? And the Gemara has the expression, you also shouldn't do it by the light of the sun. What do you mean? When are you doing it? There's no sunlight at night, okay? So he wants to bring a riot from here that perhaps there's an idea that you really could do it during the, in advance of the 14th. And the Balamor says, really, you can already do it on the day of the 13th. Okay, that's what Balamor seems to say. Now, the Balamor himself doesn't like that. He quotes that to Shita, but he doesn't think it's right. Okay, he doesn't think that's what the Gemara means. But that's what it says in Yushalmi. You can take a look at the Yushalmi. I'll make sure we finish on time. But that's the idea. But he says, you can certainly do the Bedikah the night of the 13th. You can actually do the Bedikah earlier than the 14th. Okay, during the day of the 13th, again, he says, you know, it looks like that. Yushalmi doesn't think, but you can certainly do it the night of the 13th. Because you have the candle, you have people at home, all those factors are going to be in place the night of the 13th as well. And now the Meiri, other Rishon of the Ran, on the Rif Pesachim Aleph and Beis, by the way, seems to say also like the Balamor, okay, that you can actually do it, earlier. Quote, the Ran quotes that whole Balamor, okay, but it goes, Ikam Andamari, so it's a Machlokas. But the Meiri, take a look in down to 71, Miriam Pesachim, the Zion of an Aleph, okay, the Meiri doesn't seem to hold that way. The Meiri says it's really the day of the 14th, the night before, but not earlier than that. Okay.
But obviously we do it before Saturday night.
So the truth of the matter is the way the Meiri learns, what Rav Soloveitchik explained, was when the Chacham extended the time, they only extended it the night before. Whereas the Balamor, perhaps the Ran, no, they extended it because they hold that the mitzvah as long as it's done by the 6th hour of the day. On every case, it's not a matter of doing it at a specific time, doing it by a certain time. So that's a bit of a machokas rishonim, okay? And so where does Zrizis come into the picture? So truth matters, the Ran over there in Pesachim Aleph and Beis in 72, he says, Nivdok mitzafer demashmai svara, the sagile Zrizis bahachi. Just a svara. Zrizis, go back to what we said at the beginning, Zrizis is just a svara. The Marsha, the Kedusha Alochas in Pesachim Dalam and Aleph also says it's only a svara to do it at that point. Okay, now, as Joshua said, the truth be told, we do it early if somebody's going away. Okay, we do it earlier. And you're Mekayim the mitzvah. All right? But that's not a matter of Zrizus. That's just a matter of that's the time you do it. And the truth is, we assume that if you do it earlier than the 14th, you do it without a bracha. Right? You don't make a bracha. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in some Tov Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, Hamafarish Mi'abosh Aliyam, a guy's traveling, you know, from overseas or whatever. or Yotze Bishari, joining a caravan. He's going somewhere, going away for Pesach, going to Pesach program. Okay, I don't think the Shulchan knew about Pesach program, but sometimes people have to travel. Even within 30 days before, and there's nobody home. Not that there's someone saying there's nobody home. So then Zokuk Livdok, okay, you should do the Bedika, but below Yavarech, oh, it's Albir Chomet. You can't make the Bracha then. And that's what the Mibush Shabur says. Okay, in Simitov Lamed Vav, Siv Kotten Dalad, 75. Kishab Bodek, Belel Yodalad, Tiknu Levarech Albir Chomet. Mishumatso, Mashumotso Bedikoso, Hu Matlio Kade Levar Lamachar. Like I said before, it's a search and destroy mission. So anything you search for the night before, you're going to destroy it the next day. Nimtza Dabadika, he hascholas habir. Goes back to what I said before. Mishapur has such a language too. Bedika hascholas habir. The bedika is the beginning of the beer. The beer is during the day. Mashena kan kan. Here, if a guy is doing a search from before, he's getting rid of his chometz. He's not necessarily going to get rid of it on Erev Pesach. Then throw it out then. You're leaving your house. You find some chometz, you throw it out then, right? Kan kashaloi varmin olam yishtamish bro kashari yamim. Right? You're still going to use it, right? You search the house, but you're still going to eat that chometz and so on. Then you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. But bottom line is what Ravetchik's point was that Bedikas chometz is really an extension of the mitzvah. B'tagana mishabur hasil osin tu nimtzah b'dika scholas habir. The mitzvah tashbisu. The Rav's chiddush is that tashbisu is a daytime mitzvah. Okay, by the sixth hour of the day. And that's not like those ones that are by the sixth hour of the day, but really you should do it at the, right before the sixth hour of the day. Be Thomas Rizas, it would have been sufficient. That was the one I was having to say, based on Bismillah and based on Akedah, you should do the Rizas should be first thing in the morning. Okay. The reason we don't do that, the reason we say the night before is because of technical reason, namely, that's when people are home and that's when you can do a proper Bedika with the candlelight. You're going to see the most and so on. Again, maybe today with a flashlight, whatever. That's a different discussion. But, and then the Rav suggested, and therefore it's not a din in Zvizos. That answer is thrown out. Again, other Rishonim learned that no, the answer is not thrown out. The Zvizos remains in the mix, but now Zvizos is transferred to the night before. And that's a different din for sure. Another time you're supposed to do it first thing in the evening. That's a different din. Okay, look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch actually says, and we said before, a person shouldn't even go learn, didn't do anything. The language of Shulchan Aruch, I didn't print it, but the language of Shulchan Aruch, when you do Bedika, is, maybe I did print it, it's in the Tuf Lam and Aleph, Sif Aleph, yeah, B'schila Yisrael Yud Dalad B'Nisan. No, I had it earlier. Source 61. It's in the Tuf Lam and Aleph, Sif Aleph. B'schila Yisrael Yud Dalad B'Nisan. When should you do it? At the beginning of the 14th of Nisan. Or why do they emphasize B'schila? Right? So maybe for this reason. Once the nighttime becomes part of the definition of the mitzvah, then there's a din of Zvizah Makdim Litzah. So maybe then the two answers remain in place. Anyway, that's just some insights from Soloveitchik on Zvizah Makdim Litzah and the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. And I wish everybody a good Shabbos. We will have Shir next Thursday night, since it's still not quite Pesach yet. So next week I'll do something with Hashem relating to the Haggadah and something with Haggadah. And then we'll wish everyone a good Yom Tov then. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
I never got back to Josh's question. So theoretically, one could argue it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, then it should even be Docha Shabbos. It's an interesting question. Again, according to our calendar, it never happens. But then one could give that, we'll have to give that a little more further thought. Okay, I wish you have a good Shabbos.
Wait, I'm not sure why it doesn't happen. In other words, if it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
But it's Saturday night.
Yeah, but we never
right?
do
it. So we would do it Friday night.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
That
Friday.
Was my question. That was my question, yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I understand the question. That's next year. Next year is like that. Okay, next year, Friday night. We do it Thursday night. We push it back to next year's Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Oh, right. I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. I don't understand that question.
And we make a bracha.
Yeah. And we do it Thursday night. Right. There, okay, we have to talk. We'll talk about that next year. Remind me, we'll talk about that next year.
Okay,
the truth
deal.
We don't say all the way that it becomes part of the mitzvah. Completely. I guess it doesn't become that much part of the mitzvah that we'd allow Docha Shabbos there, even though we might allow it by other things. Yeah, it's a good question. Remains a good question. Good. Okay, have a good Shabbos. I misunderstood. Thank you.